You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm, and Dog Pound on Saturday, October the 17th. You can run dog wild.
Should I run?
You should run. And see you.
Are you running?
Beat Matt Wilhelm. No, I am not.
You're not running. So we can't race.
We can't race. We could do our own, though, if we wanted to.
Should we do, like, some Twitter comp test? I think we should do racing against Browns fans?
We should do an over. You racing against Browns fans. We should do an over-under on your time.
Okay.
We'll have to discuss, talk to
you
Las
know,
Vegas about that.
I don't run,
that.
Though.
5K, that's like 3 miles, I think.
I know. I've done a Tough Mudder, which is 12, with obstacles.
Yeah.
So I know I'll survive.
But you can also get distracted in the Tough Mudder because there's like stuff to do and like to accomplish,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but like too much running, I got to have a solid playlist for this run.
I feel like you could do it in.
Can I wear the bone on my head pre-race?
I'm going to set right now the over-under for you, a former NFL athlete, 3 miles. I'm going to give you 7-minute miles. 21
minutes.
You're
nuts. I was going to say under 30. I'll be under 30.
So what's the number then? 24 minutes, 8-minute mile? That's 2 minutes a lap.
Come on. Yeah, but my first mile and my last mile are not going to be the same.
Oh, so we're looking at an average here.
Okay, I understand.
I think it should be. I think 24 is the number.
2 minutes a lap, you said?
Yeah, like a miles, 4 laps around a track. So that means you'd get 2 minutes. You could run a lap in 1 minute easily.
No, dude, a 400 like Olympic is like 50 seconds or something like that.
No way.
49 or whatever it is.
It's got to be in the
Michael 40s. Johnson run.
We'll look this up. But I think, so you're double that, more than double that.
Bro, I just told you I don't run.
Bro, you're an
NFL
athlete.
I chase my kids. I'm a former NFL athlete.
No, you're always at that caliber of
athlete. Let's look around and
the
see.
The current men's world record, Michael Johnson, 43 seconds.
Okay, 43 seconds. That's a sprint around the track, just so you know.
Yeah, and we're asking you to
do. And I'm going
to
be yogging.
We're asking you to do 3 times that, basically. 120 seconds.
It'll be less than 30. Less than I can do a half. I can be miserable for a half
hour. So are you going to beg for 20? You want 25 minutes on the over under?
We'll talk about it, but
think about it a little bit more.
We will. I might have. I want to be able to wear the bone on my head that they're going to give away. So I need it pre race, not post race. And then, am I able to drink Michelob Ultra, the title sponsor for this 5K? During the race and not have water.
Yes, you can do it. You can do whatever you want as it relates to that.
True, it's my choice, isn't it? If I cramp up and can't finish the race, it's my own fault.
It is your own fault. All right. Yes.
Well, I'm contemplating running, so all of you should come run with me.
Come run with him. Get out there. Check it out. It is the Dog Pound, the Cleveland Browns 5K, and it's presented by University Hospitals in association with Michelob Ultra. It's the all-new 5K Fun Run that starts and finishes at First Energy Stadium. All participants receive an awesome T-shirt, a bone-shaped Dog Pound headband, and an amazing finisher medal that you will get.
The finisher medal is sweet.
After the race, you can celebrate the Michelob Ultra post-race party. The race will fill out fast. Register now at ClevelandBrowns5K.com or the Browns mobile app. Nathan Zgura and Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Some news coming in from practice today that we wanted to update everybody on. And again, nothing is confirmed until the team confirms it, which they don't have to do before 4 o'clock. But right now, Joe Thomas, Brian Hartline are on, and Brian Hartline are on bikes. Not sure if it will be not sure if that is just a day of rest for the two veterans there. Certainly, that is possible. Ishmaili Kitchen is not on the field, according to Scott Petrak. Reports are he has been cut by the Browns. We'll find that out later today. Other Browns not on the field, Nate Orchard, Duke Johnson, Pierre Desir. So Nate Orchard, this back injury that flared up on him, continues to be a little bit of an issue. Johnny Manziel is not throwing. Justin Gilbert is on the bike, as well as is Charles Gaines. It appears, according to reports there, that Travis Coons is the only kicker on the field at practice. So if Travis Coons won the kicking job, which you and I speculated about him doing here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, that would be 2 of the 4 cuts. There would be 2 others out there for the team to let us know by 4 o'clock. So again, Ishmaili Kitchen is not on the field. Neither is Kerry Spear, the local product. So 2 local products not out there for the Browns today, but we'll update you as those things go on. So one tweet I got that I thought was certainly very, very interesting to me. is this from SWC Dogbone. Coach, he says, Charles Johnson was already a receiver. I don't think a guy who's proved nothing at his position should make the team. Hashtag sends the wrong message. How would it play in this locker room, in your mind, or in a locker room that locker rooms that you've been in on? Would be, how does it play if Terrell Pryor, let's say, plays limited against Chicago, doesn't really show anything, and makes this team?
On the surface, means very little in that locker room, because if the athletes in this locker room and the coaches who make the decision of keeping him understand that he's a viable threat and a viable option and can be and help you win football games, you don't care. But deep down somewhere to some of the Browns players, not all of them, not most of them, when you're preached play like a Brown and you're preached all these things about grinding it out, that whole rub some dirt on it mentality, and I can't miss a play. A lot of my career was that way. I can't miss a play because if that younger, hungrier, faster, cheaper version of me gets that opportunity, it's him over me mentality. And the guys who have, grinded out, small dinky-dunky injuries throughout training camp and was out there every day, in the heat, battling to make this football team, and they don't. And he, in some cases, coasted through with this hamstring injury without really, being physically pushed to his limit. It will bother some people. But on the surface, if he can help us win right now with the season, 2 weeks away, you don't care.
Right.
Come on, let's go. Catch those balls when it's thrown to you, though. But deep down somewhere at the right time, in crunch time, that will come out from some of the team.
All right. When we come back, it'll be hour number two. We're going to kick things off with Andrew Gribble and Kevin Jones. It's the ClevelandBrowns.com staff writer roundtable here on CBD.